latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Ilkay Gundogan is thrilled with his move to City on a four-year deal from Borussia Dortmund for around £20 million. The Germany international, who's out of Euro 2016 with an injury, is new City boss Pep Guardiola's first signing since taking over from Manuel Pellegrini. 25-year-old confirmed the news in a video posted on City's official Twitter feed and then later spoke on the club website. He said that having loved his time with Borussia Dortmund and wanted to thank the clubs for the happy years they spent there, he said, "My challenge now is to achieve great things with City. The opportunity to work with a coach like Pep Guardiola is something I'm really looking forward to, and I'm flattered to be the first signing the club's made this summer. I promise the City fans I'll give everything to help us win titles both in England and the Champions League. These are exciting times." Well, City are also said to be interested in Paris Saint-Germain defender Marquinhos. The central defender looks like being a key area to strengthen for coach Pep Guardiola, with Martin Demichelis set to move on. Elkin Mangala has also told he can, and there's doubts over whether Vincent Kompany and Nicolas Otamendi can hold down a regular place next season. Former Barcelona boss already seeking to address the area. Athletic Bilbao's Aymeric Laporte and Everton's John Stones have been linked, but it's thought City will join the likes of Manchester United, Chelsea and Barcelona in the battle to sign Brazilian Marquinhos from PSG. Well, Fabian Delph will get another year to prove he can make the grade under new City boss Pep Guardiola. He made just 4 starts last season, 30 appearances in total for the 26-year-old following an £8 million on-off move from Aston Villa. Well, hamstring and groin problems have plagued him though and ended his Euro 2016 dreams. He's also frustrated at being played in an unfamiliar wide role by Manuel Pellegrini. But Guardiola is set to bring in at least 2 new midfielders, one of them already signing Ilkay Gundogan, but Delph is set to receive further assurances by all accounts.